It's Sean and Sid, the Cameron Fontana edition, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Mom. No, I'm just kidding.
You're so nice to help us out. Sydney had to go out of town for a funeral, and you were kind enough to step in. It's good to see you, buddy.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've been waiting 8 years for you to do this.
Has it really been 8 years?
Every week that goes by, I'm like, why isn't she inviting me on her show? I hear you on the radio on 315. Well, why isn't she?
I have vetted you now enough that I felt more comfortable having you in my home. You know, you got to understand that.
This is just so cool. I just love seeing people in their element. And obviously, I've known you for so long, and just seeing the whole setup is just really cool. I love it.
Well, this is you with music. I mean, you things music.
Yeah, so that it is.
It's fun. So, you know, Cameron Fontana. Cameron is obviously on Good Day Columbus. You see him on ABC 6 and Fox 28. Has it really been 8 years that we've known
this
each other?
This is the eighth year.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't believe that.
I know.
I mean, were you married?
When I started, yes, I was married. Okay. Because we're celebrating 10 years this year. So when I started, that was about a year and a half, 2 years into our marriage.
And here you are with a baby.
I know.
I mean, would you ever envision your life where you're at?
Had no idea. And it's so weird because everyone tells you this, but to picture your life before kids, before marriage is like unfathomable. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so ingrained.
Well, you're such a big kid yourself.
It's true. So I try to hold on to my youth as long as I can.
No, you've done great. And you've got the greatest little one. And we're going to talk to Katie, his wife, a couple times today in the show.
Because
we need to get real sometimes. So, I mean, I work with Cameron enough to know when he is shining it up. You know what I mean? So we'll talk to Katie and find out the real skinny. But for people who may have glanced upon you, don't really know a lot about you, I thought be fun to play a little game real quick.
Okay.
All right. So this is called 5 in 20.
Got it.
I'm going to throw 5 rapid fire questions at you. You have 20 seconds now
for
all 5. I think you're going to get these. Oh, by the way, if you hear chewing in the background, that's not Cameron. Well, it is kind
of. It could be.
Because what are we? We're trying something new. I got him healthy snacks.
Sean has the whole spread here for her celebrity guest. Uh-huh. That's me. The Popper Duos, these green tea crisps.
From Harvest Snaps.
Yeah, salsa and cheddar. They're delicious.
They are, and they're very low-cal.
Yeah, oh, she knows me so well. And then the Crunchians. These are really cool. You said they tasted like Funyuns?
I think they taste like Funyuns.
Yeah, I agree.
And those are also very low-cal. And then washing them down with
bubbly.
My favorite.
Mango flavor.
Okay. That's about as healthy as we're going to get today.
Right.
So we're going to play another game. Who's chewing louder? Will it be Cameron, me, or the dogs?
Yeah, I'm already going to lose. I already know it.
All right. Here we go. 5 and 20.
Okay.
Cameron Fontana. Ready?
Yes.
Go. Favorite downtime activity?
Anything with Chanel. So like skateboarding.
Worst habit?
Ooh, if you ask my wife, it's leaving stuff laying around the house.
Favorite celebrity crush?
I have to go back a little bit. Growing up, like Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. Meal you could eat every single day?
Tacos.
Dream job?
I have it.
Ah! 5 and 20.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, I made it.
Nailed it. Can you do as well with some of the other questions when we put your hand on the fire when we talk to Katie?
Oh, my God. I don't know. She's a revealer. She doesn't lie.
I love that about her.
Yeah, she doesn't lie. She'll just, you know, she's a straight shooter.
We're going to do that coming up here in a little bit and a lot more. Stick around. It's Sean and Sid, the Cameron Fontana edition. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron Fontana today, broadcasting from the First Light Home Care Studios. First Light Home Care. com. Okay, Cameron, you and I got into a discussion just very organically the other day, and it was something about like habits you have and whether or not Chanel, your little girl, who is now 2 and a half, almost 3.
No, she's 3.
Oh, when did she turn 3?
July 1st, so she turns 4 this year.
Ah, well, we wanted to talk about, she's going to be 4?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
I can't, that feels terrible. I didn't keep up
no,
on that.
No, it's okay.
The present is in the mail. Anyway, so organically, we kind of talked about this. I don't even know how it came up. I think it was like nervous habit stuff, right?
I think, because I was talking about how I rub my hands sometimes. Like,
and then I said, what does Chanel do? What do you think she does that maybe she's gotten from you?
Oh, man. Like, do it. Like, she does this thing where she's like, I'll do it. Do it. And I realize I'm the one that says that between Katie and me. And then she's kind of impatient and obsessive. And that's how I am. Like when she picks up something, and that's what it was. It was the Rubik's Cube.
You're right.
So once I got the Rubik's Cube as a gift from you, which best gift ever.
Yeah. Sorry, Katie.
I mean, I haven't been able to put it down. And that's kind of until I can figure it out. I obsess over it. And I found out Chanel is the same way. Like if you give her a toy, if she's playing with something, if we try to pull her away from it, she'll get upset. She's like, I want to figure it out. I have to complete the puzzle and finish it. It's crazy.
And then you'll eat hot things, which blows my mind. She'll eat hot things.
She loves spicy food. Now, she'll like scream. Sometimes she'll be like, ah, spicy. But then when she's done, she's like, another. Give me another one. Like, she loves those fiery, the Takis. The fiery lime.
I can't even eat those things.
She'll eat them. She'll have one. She'll probably have two or three.
Now, do you think that stuff is inherited or taught?
I think it's both. All right. I think because she sees me eat a lot of spicy food, and obviously when she was really young, I was the dad that was like, hey, try this. You know, probably wasn't the best idea. But I think it's both. I think she gets the obsessive part maybe a little bit from me where she wants to figure it out. Uh-huh. But then things like foods, maybe that is taught because they're just used to seeing their parents do it.
Okay, we're going to come back. I've got the 13 bad habits.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've already labeled them bad, that you could pass down to your children.
Uh-oh.
So we'll see if any of these you think resonate. But I think really the litmus test is us then calling Katie. And she can tell us what Chanel has maybe taken from you.
Yes.
And what Katie has passed down.
Yeah, her vantage point.
All right, so we'll come back and do that next. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron Fontana. It's Sean and Sid, Cameron Fontana. Addition filling in today for us, Cam, my buddy, who's on Good Day Columbus with us. I'm sure you've seen him on ABC 6 Fox 28.
This is fun.
You're doing a great job. Checks in the mail. There's a lot in the mail, and you know how well the mail's been delivering recently?
I've still been receiving Christmas cards from friends, and we're almost into February.
I had sent a client a check. I think it was on December 6th. This is no joke. And it was the first of the year, and they still hadn't received it.
Gosh.
And I kept looking. I'm like, I haven't seen where this is cleared. I have no idea. And then it finally came in. I felt awful, but that was a month.
I know.
What?
There's no way to get around it either.
I don't know. Guys, what are you doing out there? Put down the bottle. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. All right. So we talked a little bit about Chanel's traits that may or may not be inherited from you.
Yeah.
All right. So according to this study, this is from actual medical director, Dr. Brian Bruno, Mid-Center TMS, as it was responded to, or I guess referred by Bustle. So okay. I'm not sure how much of a real strategy this is. But these are what he says are some of the 13 bad habits that really easily people can inherit from their parents. All right.
Okay. I need to say yes if Chanel has one of these, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Or if I do. Okay.
Or if you think you've passed it to her, possibly. I doubt this is an issue right now. Impulsive spending.
Not yet, but she does want everything in every commercial.
Okay.
So that might be a sign.
Which of you two, you, Katie, impulsive spenders?
Me.
Okay. What? On the, yeah.
And
how,
Katie.
How many watches did you just buy?
Listen.
How many watches does any one person really need?
I've started a small collection. I made sure they were on the cheaper end, Sean.
Oh, they're a collection now.
Yes.
What about worry? Worrying too much. Is she a worrier?
No, not really.
Okay.
She's imaginative, but she doesn't worry.
She doesn't stay up at night, like, stressing.
No, not at all.
Is she a picky eater?
Sometimes. Sometimes she can be. It's hit or miss, I think, with all kids. Sometimes she'll eat what we put in front of her. Other times, she wants something very specific.
Huh. All right. What about, can she express herself? They say the inability to be able to do so is a habit.
Too much.
She's very expressive.
Oh, my goodness. Everything is on 11. Whatever she wants to try to say.
She is your mom.
It's very true.
Your mom is beautiful, bigger than life. She has a little baby Chanel in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about communicating? Is she good? They say poor communication skills.
She's great. I mean, it kind of blows us away what she's able to say.
Huh.
So, yeah, she's a good communicator.
How are her relationships? They say unhealthy unhealthy relationship dynamics are something you inherit.
I mean, she's always inviting the little rabbits and her unicorn bear to tea party together, so I feel like they got a good jive going on.
All good. And this plays right in. Does she overuse sarcasm? I couldn't have written that script any better if I wanted to, could I?
Oh, that's great.
What about not being able to say, I'm sorry? Is she good about that, or does it take her a while to come back and say, I'm sorry?
She's just now getting used to, like, we know when she means it or not. You know what I mean? We're at that point. She's getting a little bit
when
better.
When it's a manipulative,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But then she's like, I'm sorry. The slower it is, the more we know she means it.
And the last thing is she able to resolve conflicts? For instance, you and Katie are having a horrible fight. No, I'm kidding. No, if she is having an issue, can she resolve it herself?
She is a mediator. It's the craziest thing.
Really?
She is. So like I'll say something to Katie and we're not like fighting and Chanel will go, Dad, don't say that to Mama, or Mama, don't say that to Dada.
That's so funny. All right, we're going to dig even deeper into the whatever's going on emotionally in that house right now.
Oh, God.
So we're going to call your wife, Katie, and find out what are these inherited traits that Chanel is burdened with, or maybe they are gifts. We'll find out. Sean and Sid with Cameron Fontana. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron Fontana still with us. He's helping out today. Sid is out of town. Cam helping out. You see Cam every day on Good Day Columbus. But today we're talking about very serious things, Cameron.
Yes.
You know I'm very big on serious things.
You are.
We're talking about the traits that possibly Chanel may have picked up from you. And this just came out of a casual conversation
right.
with that. But I thought it'd be more fun, actually be more honest, to have Katie here, your wife. Katie, hi.
Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Thanks
hey
for taking time out. Where's Chanel, by the way? Is anybody concerned
of
about that?
No, she's actually at my dance studio right now. So she is hanging out with Nan and Pawpaw, you know, bothering them while they're trying to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
The perfect plan. Good for you guys. Okay.
Exactly.
So fun. Because you two, I think you two are a perfect, like, juxtaposition of each other, you and Cameron. Mm. So, like, you are, like, I don't know, the yin and the yang, the way you two are. And am I right about
yes.
that? Okay. And
I think so.
So, from what I've picked up, I'm guessing Chanel is a perfect blend of you two?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so what would you say then, Cameron, are some of Katie's traits? I'm not trying to start a fight here, just so you know.
I think the one thing on the good end, Chanel is very, what would you call it, empathetic and sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
She cares about everyone's feelings.
Aww.
And Katie's very nurturing like that. Katie's a very helpful person.
So you're saying
I'm a jerk.
Shallow Hal is who you are. Shallow Hal.
The way she does it is very similar to Katie. On the other side, Katie... I love you, Katie, but sometimes, like, if Katie...
I love you, but is never a good statement.
Katie doesn't have the best poker face as far as, like, if right. something happens, I can see it on her face.
You go right there.
She goes right there. She reacts maybe a little bit more open. Like, if she stubs her toe, it is the biggest thing in the world. I love you. Chanel is...
I love you.
Chanel is the same way. Chanel is very, like... No, kind of just wait a second till you react. Instant reaction for everything.
Okay.
So that's what I think is the biggest one.
Oh my gosh. And your turn, Katie.
Oh gosh.
Yes. So I actually agree with both of those.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Chanel is very dramatic. I mean, I'm a very dramatic person.
Yeah, we both are.
Yes, but I kind of tend to go over the top with my reactions.
So reactions
and
how?
Flail. Yeah, like flail about.
Okay.
You know, I'm very boisterous and loud, and I have to get the last word in, as my dad would say. And Chanel is definitely on that end.
How funny.
Yes, if she's having an argument with you, as a 3-year-old, she will have an argument with me and say, "No, Mom, it goes like this." And she will not stop until she says the last thing.
You realize this is only the beginning. You understand that, right?
Oh, I know.
Definitely doomed in that department.
That's funny. So what else do you think she's taken from either of you?
From Cameron, she is very meticulous and things have to be just so.
Ah.
Not really OCD, but very on that, going that direction, I would say. Especially with her toys. Things have to be put in a certain spot. When she was younger, we started noticing all of her stuff. She would start lining them up, like all her rubber duckies. You know, when she was setting them up and playing with them, she would line them up in a specific way. You know, she still does that to this day with a lot of her stuff. And Cameron is that way. If there's a few things that he's, you know, really into, like right now he's really into watches. I'm going to tattletale on
him. Thank you. No, I absolutely I gave him grief already about his 4 watches.
Yes. Oh, my God. Sean, you feel my pain then.
I do.
I mean, it is just... Cameron, calm down with the watches and like the research, and then has to tell you about every little thing, you know.
And the Funko and Pops.
Chanel does that.
And all his little dollies, as I call them, his Funko
yes.
Pops. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, those stupid Funko Pops.
The best part is you both yes. have huge hearts, you and Cameron, thank and you. That little girl is going to be just fine. But yeah. how fun. You
of
see,
course.
She's a perfect yeah. blending yeah. of you too.
Yeah, it's and Katie yeah, and I are similar in a lot of ways as well. Like uh-huh. she's, you know, I'm
we
dramatic
are.
Too in what I do, but it's funny because to me, that might amplify Chanel because we're both that way.
Yeah.
So it's yes. definitely an interesting dynamic when we're all going 100 at the same time
oh
at the
my
house.
Gosh. Too fun. Well, Katie, I don't want you to go away, but we are going no to problem. Talk to you here in a little bit. We want to know about marriage in the time of COVID. All right. We're going to get
oh,
real.
My goodness.
I know. I hope you two make it after this. I'm really sorry. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron Fontana.
Hey.
Yay. My good day Columbus compadre is here. And by the way, we are broadcasting from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com. Thanks, Cam.
You know it.
All right.
I've been waiting 8 years for this. I'm never going to let you live that down.
8 years? Has it really been 8 years?
Yes.
You had to wait and see if I figured it out first, right?
Very true. I know you have to vet me as well to make sure.
That's true. You know, you passed the last layer of my vetting. There are so many other people still waiting in the wings, so you ought to be very happy about
oh,
this.
Oh, I recognize that guy over there.
Yeah, he used to be in media too. Look. Hi. How are you? Anyway, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. We've had a lot of fun so far, but let's talk about something that you being a married person,
mm-hmm.
right? Happily married.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked to Katie. We'll talk to her more. A lot of people rolling into COVID were very concerned, and we were seeing the pundits say that it was going to be devastating for marriages.
Right. I mean, there were commercials about it. Even SNL was joking. I remember going into it. They were like, all right, all married folk, you better buckle down because you're about to spend 24 hours a day with your spouse. I mean, there was kind of that almost fear-mongering with it for
yeah.
for married people. And we never had that being scared. And we'll talk to Katie about it. But I never thought going in, oh, no, I got to spend more time with Katie. If anything, I'm like, here's a silver lining.
Well, even statistically, they said divorce is way down. Now, granted, you can't get divorced as easily right now.
Right. We had some guests on the show that were saying, you know, with a law firm, listen, if you're thinking about getting divorced during COVID or the pandemic, you just need to know that's kind of on the bottom of the list of things that judges need to worry about. And it's going to take a lot more time. So maybe that's attributing to some of the less divorces out there.
It could be.
Yeah.
And we've seen everybody's good, bad, and ugly because you're just in your own little, you know, cocoon right,
right
now. So I guess the part that could be shining through is that where you just used to have, I'm guessing a husband or wife had resentments that were just building up. Now you're in the same space. Now you've got to confront it.
Yes.
And even maybe appreciate the other person more.
Yeah. I think when you spend more time with someone, it forces you to literally feel like what it's how it is in their shoes. So when you do that, maybe a little bit more compassion, a little bit more leniency. But I'm sure, as you just said, there is that face-to-face interaction between some couples that maybe didn't deal with things they should have.
Right.
And if they were able to push through it, I feel like they're stronger out of it.
Jeez. I'm not wishing a pandemic on anybody, but you know, 21 years ago could have changed my life.
Dang it. Where was this 21 years ago?
Has it really they're been 21 years? Are you even 21 years old? Goodness. I just literally blurted that out. But, you know, you look back on all this and what is the takeaway from the pandemic and how it has changed us as people. If there's a little silver lining in all this, it's the fact that maybe people got to know each other again. We are so ridiculous in the way our lives are going 100 miles an hour.
And think about how disconnected we are.
It's terrible.
Husbands and wives going to bed together. I mean, shoot, I've done it. I'm not saying I never have. I mean, we'll be in our bed on our phones, looking at social media, not talking for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like where we were as a society where this forced us, hey, put the phones down. You got to work out some of these issues because you're about to spend the next 6, 9 months, year together.
Right.
For a lot of time.
So you're saying social media only for 15 now?
Yeah. I mean, I think I spent 7 hours on it yesterday. So that's those stupid weekly reports.
It's lost on him. It's Sean and Sid, brought to you by Merrill Norman, Merrill Norman Polaris, MerrillNorman.com. Cameron Fontana is hanging around today. In fact, I hope you find a place to go at some point, because really I'm about to call the authorities, to be honest. No, he's been so sweet to step in for Sydney this week. And so has Katie. She's been such a doll. We kind of put her hand on the burner today. And we have been talking, Cameron, to your wife about a lot of topics, Chanel. But now we're talking about marriage in the time of COVID.
Yeah.
All right. Recent research says that actually marriages are stronger. They went into this initially saying, oh, divorce, 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 doom, gloom. And now they're saying it is the opposite.
Wow.
So tell me, you two, we'll start with Cameron, Katie. Okay. Welcome, by the way. And we'll talk to Cameron first and find out, what is your take on marriage in COVID?
I believe that statistic 100%. And, you know, you feel bad because so many people are struggling right now.
Right.
But I truly believe our relationship in the last year has gotten stronger in every layer of it. I mean, everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, obviously, I hope you feel the same way, Katie. I feel like you, I'm receiving it that way. But I just think, you know, we've gotten to spend more time together in the darkness that was her having to shut her studio down for a time.
Uh-huh.
The silver lining was we were spending every night together with Chanel.
And you're busy people. Yeah. You two always are.
Yeah. Before, in full workforce mode, both of us might see each other 2 hours a day, maybe an hour with our schedules. But that, I think it's been great.
I totally agree with that. You know, when the pandemic and the shutdown first started, I was really concerned when I was hearing, you know, those results come out saying that divorce was going to be at an all-time high, and it made me really sad. But Cameron and I were like, all right, more time together.
Yeah.
We get to hang out every night, you know, family time. It's been wonderful. You know, like Sean, you said earlier, we're extremely busy normally.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evenings, I don't get home till usually like 10 o'clock after my dance studio classes. So Cameron's already in bed by that time because he has to get up so early.
Mm-hmm.
So we're literally ships passing in the night on a normal basis. So for us, you know, this forced us to stay home more, you know, focus on the important things, family time, talking, communicating more.
It is true. We have communicated way more.
Better, huh?
Yeah, and better. I think you realize, all right, you're going to be together for longer, so you kind of do have to work through some things that maybe you weren't working through before in the time of marriage beforehand, but it's worked well. And I think you made a good point at one point, Sean, that you said,
I did.
It's very rare. And when you do, I'm like, oh, I better remember that because I can hold on to that.
Right?
But you said, I think, you know, people going through something or going through fear together is a bond that really isn't matched in any other situation.
No, nor do you want it.
Yeah.
But
right.
No, here you are. Interesting. So do you think that also you have gotten a glimpse of each other's lives differently? Because I think for some people who you don't know what your husband does at work, you don't know what your wife does at work or whatever, and suddenly they're in a Zoom call every day and you're hearing them talk a different language that maybe you never saw, and you might go, that's pretty hot. I don't know. I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what's been, and honestly, it's been both attractive and beautiful and eye-opening, is how much Katie takes care of Chanel.
Exactly.
And I know it's, you know, it's such a stereotypical man is working a lot. Katie has a job too, but she takes care of Chanel more. And when we've been home more with her, I have grown to respect that job as a full-time job in and of itself.
Katie, you can send me $25 and I'll make sure that...
Yes.
You can Venmo.
Exactly.
We'll do it quick. No, but there's a lot of truth.
Chanel's a ton of work.
She is. She's so full of energy, and you do a great job, and she's a beautiful little girl. But how about it, you two? You are statistically exactly what the study says.
Yes. We love being a stat.
And if there's nothing else today that I say correctly, I lie through my studies. Today, you guys have proven me wrong, so thank you so much. All right, say goodbye to your wife.
I love you.
Bye, love you. You guys have a great rest of your day. Bye, Sean.
Bye, honey. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no
problem. I'll make sure I have your Venmo, okay?
Oh, yes. All right, bye, guys.
It's Sean and Sid, brought to you by Merrill Norman. Merrill Norman at PolarisMerrillNorman.com. They'll give you a face. Cameron Fontana's here. He has lovely makeup on right now.
You know what? I was going to do the wipe down with Sean today. Because, but I was like, I can't drive with my makeup on, so I took it off at the station.
Oh, I was doing the same thing before we got together. So I'm like, oh, I always tell everybody I hate looking like a clown. And the makeup you have to wear is just so heavy.
That's the one part of the job that I don't like. Yeah. Just having it on, it gets on everything. I can't wait to take it off. That's the best part.
But you finally got your eyeshadow down because I was telling you some palettes didn't work so well, but I like it. Is that amber? What is that you have over your eyes?
It's rosé.
Rosé. Lovely. Now I know why I liked it. Anyway, Cameron's been hanging out with us. We're having a lot of fun today. One of the topics I want to talk about, because I get all my binge-worthy ideas from Cameron.
Yes.
You are pretty much the king of the binge watch.
It's horrible. It's bad.
It's so hard.
But you know what? And again, I try to find those shows that are not bad. And I mean bad, like something that if Chanel's in the room,
yeah,
she can watch it. We can watch together.
I stopped watching murder things. I was getting so depressed.
It gets you in a dark place when you start watching those.
I didn't like that at all.
So when I do find those shows that I can attach to,
yeah,
I get so excited. And I love the opportunity to find people I know will like the show, like Cobra Kai.
It took me a bit.
Yeah.
All right. I will say, Phil Kelly was on the Cobra Kai train before me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I did kind of like Karate Kid. I do kind of have those memories of that time when that show was on. So yeah, I fell into it and just finished the third season.
And it's so good because I love that it's self-aware in its cheesiness. You know what I mean? Like they know.
Did you know that initially?
When I saw the first episode, I totally did.
Okay.
To me, you could sense immediately they know, like they're being cheesy. Like when Johnny is making a lot of his statements, you know, put it on the hash gram. Like it's so over the top.
Okay.
That to me is part of its charm.
And we have a lot of discussions about it because I'm still not engaged that Ralph Macchio makes out with that beautiful woman. I'm having a tough time with that.
That was a rough episode. Yes. But you know, I think they still hold on to that. He was the New Jersey kid, kind of not a loser, but a little nerdy.
Picked on.
And now he's the cheesy car salesman.
Right.
But like you said, when they were in that back seat and he was being Mr. Rico Suave and making out, I was like, ooh, this took a weird turn.
Right.
But it's still great.
That's funny. So what do you think it is? What makes a really good Netflix show? For you to be engaged and really locked down and watch and stream something, what does it have to have? This one, I think, was just a little bit of escapism and also nostalgia.
Nostalgia all the way. If there's anything like Stranger Things, again, some of the top ones are ones where it's like, all right, they beautifully pull in from the past, things that you loved as a child, to where Stranger Things brought back the 80s. And then in this show, it brought back the old Karate Kid. Another one that I love is like Umbrella Academy.
I don't know
because
that one at all.
I love superhero movies, but then someone turned me on to it because it was like a comic, and it's incredible. It's about these kind of misfit superheroes, but
is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's so good, and it's about these superheroes. But again, they bring back these old songs. I think nostalgia is number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Bridgerton.
So I don't know anything about Bridgerton.
You and Katie cannot watch that.
All I know is it's like medieval, and I'm assuming there's a lot of humpity-dumpity.
There's a little bit of that, and everybody should have a little duke in their life is all I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, but I will say this. The thing I hate about binge-watching is just I feel like I've lost a day.
Yeah.
I hate that, but they're so brilliant in the way Netflix gives you only 10 seconds to decide, and you're into the next episode.
I know.
10 seconds.
Yep.
I literally have gotten off my Chase lounge to go to the bathroom and almost hobbled to the bathroom.
The automatic play.
It's terrible. What is happening? But we're all doing it. And guess what? We're going to come back and discuss why. Because somehow what you pick on Netflix to watch is revealing something about your habits. Yeah. Cameron's staying around. We'll talk to him about this. He's kind of a pro. Next. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron Fontana. Yay. Brought to you by the Westlake Communities. Check them out, westlakecommunities.com. One day I'll be there. Second house on the right. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be any happier because it's a beautiful place. Yeah. It's all those. All right. Cameron's been hanging out. You see him on Good Day Columbus with me each and every morning. And he is probably one of the best bingers of a lot of bingers.
Well, thank you,
come from
Sean.
A long line of bingers
I
or
do.
Something. I'm not really sure. But when I saw this, Cam, after we just talked about Netflix and what people binge, I thought, oh, I got to find out what this says about you.
Okay.
It's weird, we know, but your favorite show on Netflix from your TV watching habits, this will reveal something about your personality. Ready? So I'm going to ask you to pick a few things. You tell me, we'll figure it out. Here
Let's
we go.
Do it.
Okay. We're going to supposedly be able to determine what your show is. Pick a snack you'd indulge in while binge watching your favorite show. Is it popcorn, candy, chips and dip, chocolate, ice cream, or Cheetos?
Chips and dip.
Chips and dip. Next. Pick a TV watching position. Are you on the floor, on the couch, at a desk, table, or on your bed?
Couch.
Couch all day. All right. Next up. I'm going to have to edit this because it's not moving. Okay. How many hours straight can you watch Netflix?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Is it 1 hour, 2 hours, three, four, five, six, or more?
We've done six or more.
Love it.
Yeah, we've done it.
How do you usually watch Netflix? TV, phone, tablet, laptop.
TV.
Yeah. It's usually a group activity.
Yes.
What's your favorite genre of all the picks? Is it action, comedy, drama, teen drama, horror, or sci-fi?
I'm going to go comedy.
Comedy. Interesting. All right. What usually gets you into a show? Is it recommendation from a friend? Whatever's trending on Netflix? Whatever Netflix recommends to you? What people are talking about online on social media? Or I just kind of pick something new to watch?
I have like three people that I rely on for recommendations.
So it's friends?
It's the friends. If one of them three gives it to me, I'll love it.
Interesting. Lastly, be honest. Whose Netflix account are you currently using? Your own, a friend's, your parents, another family member, a significant other, a complete stranger's.
I can proudly say my own. I am the one that gives the account to other people.
You're a big boy now. All right. So now, are you ready to find out? Hey, hey, hey. It's weird, but we now know your favorite show on Netflix. It's weird, but we now know your favorite show on Netflix from your TV watching habits. Dun, 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 dun. Never Have I Ever.
What? I've never even heard of it.
Really? Me neither. Your favorite Netflix show might just be Never Have I Ever. You love to laugh and you're always looking for a new comedy. Never Have I Ever just happened to capture your heart. Oh my gosh, we have to look it up real quick.
I know.
Google it. Do, 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 do. Never Have I Ever? Is it a game show? Oh, you know that game Never Have I Ever that you play with friends?
Yeah.
Is it a game show?
No, it's not that. It's the complicated life of a first-generation Indian-American teenager.
Cameron, if that test
if that is
didn't prove that is so you. However, here's your assignment. I want you to watch that and let us know if that truly is something that you would love.
Okay, I will watch one episode for you, and I might be hooked. I might finish the season over the weekend.
I'd be so proud of you. It's Sean and Sid with Cameron. Thank you for rounding out our show here.
This has been so awesome.
It's been fun. We've had a good time. Okay, so before we let you go, because I kind of plied you with snack and drink. We've had our bubblies. And now, I don't know, somehow I got turned on to these Harvest Snap thingamajigs. Yeah. What are they called?
They are called Popper Duos by Harvest Snaps. Uh-huh. Popper Duos and Crunchians. These things are salsa and cheddar green pea crisps.
And the others are red lentil, sour cream, and onion.
I've smashed both bags
yes,
this entire time. I feel so
yes,
bad.
You have. Thank you so much. You can leave the money on the dresser.
It's delicious.
So, you know what? One of the things we're going to talk about real quickly is you are very, I think you're very conditioned and regimented when it comes to your diet. You're very good about that.
I try to be. I mean, I obviously let myself go a couple times as far as indulging.
Well, you have to eat sometimes in the morning, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
But you'd have to go to restaurant after restaurant and eat, ugh, I mean, like.
Oh, it's hard.
The biggest of, you know, calorie-laden concoctions.
Right. I mean, we're talking burgers and tacos. And what I do is I do the intermittent fasting or anabolic fasting where I don't eat for 16 to 18 hours.
You can do 18?
Yeah. So I do
and
seven.
And you don't get a headache or
nope.
anything?
Oh. At first couple days, mm-hmm. it's tough. But once you're on it, then you have a small window of like 6 hours where you can eat. And depending on where I go for work, I might not eat after 4 p.m. because I know by 7 a.m. I'm going to be eating food for this segment. But
is that hard on the family with what Katie wants to eat, or she just does her own thing?
No, because most nights I eat at 6 and we all eat together at that point, especially since she's home from the studio. Uh-huh. Now, pre-COVID, she eats on her own. I would eat on my own and really not eat dinner together because of work.
Right.
But that's what I stick to, like 6 days a week.
And when you do try to be mindful of what you're eating, though, sometimes, I mean, you won't eat. You don't eat a lot of sugars.
No.
You don't, yeah.
So I try to stay away from
you don't
the
eat many carbs.
No. Sugars, carbs, which kind of leads into like the paleo, Atkins, and even keto. But I try to not get so much fat in with the keto. Not to say that it's bad, but.
If you had to break your diet, what would you want?
A crazy big like ice cream sundae and okonomiyaki, a Japanese pizza.
What is that?
It's like a Japanese pancake pizza. It's probably got the most carbs per capita on the on the actual food, but it is one of the. It's my favorite like meal of all time. I just can never have it because it's literally like flour, cabbage, sauce, and but it's so.
There's
good.
Not a thing there that sounds yummy to me, but
it's,
whatever.
It's good. I promise it's good.
No, but you know, here we are. We're in front of the camera, which makes it even tougher.
Yeah.
So I mean, yes, it does add weight. The camera does. But what is my biggest struggle is, I think, is age. You know, I'm getting to a place where if I used to work out just maybe 3 days a week and I maintain and I, you know, no problem. But now I'm finding, okay, if I don't literally drag myself to work out every day, oh my gosh, I'm going to turn into the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And I don't want to be on TV as the Stay Puft.
Well, recovery, I mean, I think everyone feels that as they get older. Recovery just takes longer and longer.
It does.
And I swear I can feel like Chinese is a big indulgence when I like have my cheat meal. Like I'll get Chinese, but man, for 24 hours, all like my face will puff up. I just feel like crud.
There's and it's certain foods.
When I was a kid, man, I could smash three pizzas and be like, all right, let's go do a marathon.
So you got to hand it to Rob Lowe, right?
He's
the spokesperson for Atkins, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he just came out and said, okay, how have you stayed so lean, Rob? Rob's got to be in his late 50s now.
He looks great.
He looks amazing.
Yeah.
He said he's been doing Atkins, which is super low carb, high protein for 30 years. 30 years.
To stick with it that long. And I think also, too, like alcohol. I know he said he's been sober a long time. Things like that can quicken the process.
That's huge. Oh, my gosh. I know. Well, my dry January didn't go very well. But there's always February,
dry February. And if that doesn't go well, dry March. And then, listen, second half of the year, we're going
to
end strong.
I hope to be dry and chapped by April. You never know. You're the best. Love working with you. Love you as a friend. And thank you for helping us out.
Thank you.
It.
I've loved you even before the job. So this only makes it better.
We're having so much fun. Okay, so check us out online. Check us out on all our social media. If you want to hear the podcast too, there'll be excerpts of that. Go to seanandsid.com and just look for Cameron's big old mug. That's how you find out what's going on. All right, buddy. We'll see you on TV.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for the food.
Oh, he's ate every last one of these things.